Zuchav Mabas Natsadi Vav. This shir is L'Zeicha Nishmas, Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe Ben Beryl, Zuchayna Levracha. The first sugya on the daf, wine examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. Rabbi Yosef brought a brisa to prove the status of wine which tastes like wine but smells like vinegar. If a person examines a barrel of wine to separate truma from it, but later discovered it was vinegar, all 3 days it's considered vaday, from then on it's a suffix. The Gemara explains it in 3 ways. Rabbi Yochanan says the first 3 days it's certainly wine, and afterwards it's a suffix. He holds wine turned sour from the top of the barrel, so his tasting obviously determined that it had not become to sour at all. Therefore, even if it began souring immediately afterwards, it would have the smell of vinegar and the taste of wine, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, wherever it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's considered wine. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says the final 3 days it is certainly vinegar, and beforehand it's a suffix. He holds wine which smells like vinegar is considered vinegar, so the last 3 days was definitely vinegar. The Chacham from the south quote Rabbi Shmuel Levi saying, the first 3 days are certainly wine, the last 3 days are certainly vinegar. They hold conceptual like Rabbi Yochanan, but discuss where it's talking about strong vinegar, which must have been vinegar for 3 days. The second sugya in the daf, HaMeicher Chavis Yayin L'Chaveira V'Echmitza. The Gemara says if a person sold wine to his friend and it turned to vinegar, Rav says the first 3 days it's considered Birshus Meicher, from then on it's Birshus Lekech. Shmuel says wine jumps on its owner's shoulders. The Rishbam explains that wine turned to vinegar in less than 3 days if its owner's is deserving of punishment. Therefore, the buyer is not reimbursed, even if it was found to be vinegar, within the 3 days of its purchase, since it may have begun after the purchase. Rabbi Yosef passes like Rav regarding beer, and like Shmuel regarding wine. Third sugya on the daf, Shmarim Shiesh Mem Tam Yayin. In a braisa, the Tanakama says about date beer, barley beer, and Shmari Yayin, that their bracha is shahakal. Achayim say, Shmarim that have Tam Yayin, its bracha is bar priagafen. Rabbi and Abi Yosef say the halacha is not like Acher. Rava explains, if he poured in 3 cups of water onto the shmarim and 4 cups came out, everybody agrees it's considered wine because 1/4 of the drink is from the shmarim. This is based on Rava's opinion that wine should be 3 parts water and 1 part wine. If only 3 cups came out, it's definitely not wine. They disagree when 3.5 cups came out. The Rabban hold the same 3 cups of water he poured in came out, and only 1/2 cup was produced by the Shmarim, which is a ratio of 1 to 6, and it's not considered wine. Achayim hold 2.5 cups of water came out, and the remaining cup was produced by the Shmarim, and this ratio is sufficient to be considered wine. And so once again, the first sugya on the daf, wine examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. Rabbi Yosef brought a brisa to prove the status of wine which tastes like wine but smells like vinegar. If a person examines a barrel of wine to separate truma from it, but later discovered it was vinegar, all 3 days it's considered vaday, from then on it's a suffix. The Gemara explains it in 3 ways. Rabbi Yochanan says the first 3 days it's certainly wine, and afterwards it's a suffix. He holds wine turned sour from the top of the barrel, so his tasting obviously determined that it had not become to sour at all. Therefore, even if it began souring immediately afterwards, it would have the smell of vinegar and the taste of wine. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, wherever it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's considered wine. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says the final 3 days it is certainly vinegar, and beforehand it's a suffix. He holds wine which smells like vinegar is considered vinegar, so the last 3 days was definitely vinegar. The Chacham from the south quote Rabbi Shmuel Levi saying, the first 3 days are certainly wine, the last 3 days are certainly vinegar. They hold conceptual like Rabbi Yochanan, but discuss where it's talking about strong vinegar, which must have been vinegar for 3 days. The second sugya in the daf, HaMeicher Chavis Yayin L'Chaveira V'Echmitza. The Gemara says if a person sold wine to his friend and it turned to vinegar, Rav says the first 3 days it's considered Birshus Meicher, from then on it's Birshus Lekech. Shmuel says wine jumps on its owner's shoulders. The Rishbam explains that wine turned to vinegar in less than 3 days if its owner's is deserving of punishment. Therefore, the buyer is not reimbursed, even if it was found to be vinegar, within the 3 days of its purchase, since it may have begun after the purchase. Rabbi Yosef passes like Rav regarding beer, and like Shmuel regarding wine. Third sugya on the daf, Shmarim Shiesh Mem Tam Yayin. In a braisa, the Tanakama says about date beer, barley beer, and Shmari Yayin, that their bracha is shahakal. Achayim say, Shmarim that have Tam Yayin, its bracha is bar priagafen. Rabbi and Abi Yosef say the halacha is not like Acher. Rava explains, if he poured in 3 cups of water onto the shmarim and 4 cups came out, everybody agrees it's considered wine because 1/4 of the drink is from the shmarim. This is based on Rava's opinion that wine should be 3 parts water and 1 part wine. If only 3 cups came out, it's definitely not wine. They disagree when 3.5 cups came out. The Rabban hold the same 3 cups of water he poured in came out, and only 1/2 cup was produced by the Shmarim, which is a ratio of 1 to 6, and it's not considered wine. Achayim hold 2.5 cups of water came out, and the remaining cup was produced by the Shmarim, and this ratio is sufficient to be considered wine. So to summarize the 3 sugyas on the daf, wine examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. Second sugya, hamecha chavis yayin lechaveir v'chmitza. Third sugya, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin. The simfa abbas of tzadivav is a town crier who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier, hired by the king's wine store to proclaim, if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's fine as wine regarding truma, watched an angry customer come to return a bottle of wine that turned to vinegar within the first 3 days, as another customer was making a shahakal on a drink made from shmarim and water. Crier reminds of Daf Tzadivav, Tzav. The proclamation, if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, reminds of the first sugya on the Daf, wine that's examined to use for truma, which was later found to be vinegar. The customer who came to return the bottle of wine because it became vinegar reminds of the second sugya on the daf. A person sold a chavis yayin to his friend and it became vinegar. And the customer was making a shahakal on a drink that was made of shmarim and water reminds of the third sugya on the daf, shmarim sheyesh mem tam yayin. And now for the four blat chazara, the bust of tzadi beis. The first sugya on the daf sold produce which was planted but didn't grow. Second sugya on the daf, a person sold a shahar to his friend and it was an akhan. Third sugya on the daf, why Reiv cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. The sim from Abbas of Tzadi Beis is a turtle. When the owner of the turtle farm bought seeds to plant for turtle feed that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund, and the cow he bought to plow turned out to be an akhan and he couldn't get a refund on that either, he decided to rent out the farm to hold weddings, appointing Edim to watch for the veil and uncovered hair. Turtle reminds of Tzadi Beis, a tzav. The seeds that were bought that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund reminds of the first sugya on the daf, sold produce which was planted and didn't grow. The cow that he bought that turned out to be an akhan reminds of the second sugya on the daf. A person sells a shahar to his friend and it was an akhan. The edim that were watching for the veil and uncovered here reminds of the third sugya on the daf, why Reiv cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. Babas Dav Tzadi Gimel, the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to Reiv. Second sugya machlekes tanam regarding Reiv for sales of Zera Pishta. Third sugya machlekes about paying Dmei Haitza. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. When the train came to a sudden stop, where a cow mued to gore was standing next to a dead cow that had been grazing on the tracks, which had a boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, but the majority of people buy for different purposes, an angry customer boarded the train, demanding a garden seed salesman reimburse him for the seeds that didn't grow, plus his expenses. The train chugging along reminds of Daf Tzadi Gimel. The cow that was mued that was standing next to the dead cow reminds of the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to Reiv. The boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the machlekes tanam regarding Reiv for the sales of Zera Pishtan. And the customer wanted to be reimbursed for the expenses reminds of the third sugya on the daf, machlekes about paying Dmei Haitza. Babas Dav Tzadi Dalet, the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts in a purchase of grain. Second sugya, imbala nafes menafes kula. Third sugya, machlekes about giving a knas in a case of manashlishi. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. The hunter who had accepted a reiva of kitnias in the grain he used as bait for trapping was sifting through the entire bag he was buying, since it appeared like it had more than a reiva of impurities, when heard the shopkeeper tell two customers that he couldn't remember who gave him one money and who gave him two. Hunter reminds of Dav Tzadi Dalet, tzad. The reiva of kitnias that he accepted in his grain reminds of the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnias or dirt one accepts when he purchases grain. He sifted through the entire bag because it appeared like it had more than a reiva, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, in balanafes menafes kulay. And the shopkeeper who told the two customers he couldn't remember who gave him one mana and who gave him two, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, the machlekes about giving a knas in a case of mana shlishi. Abbas Dav Tzadi Hei, the first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some trees are barren. Second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of Amarta Shel Yayin. Third sugya on the daf, what bracha is said over Yayin and Nimkar Bachanos. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal tank commander. The tank crew hiding behind the 11 barren trees in the field that were going to be replanted by the planter sent scouts ahead to check out a sold wine cellar, where 10 barrels were starting to sour, who got into a fight with each other over which bracha to make on the slightly soured wine. Tzahal tank commander reminds of Dav Tzadi Hei. They were hiding behind 11 barren trees in the field, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, one who accepts to plant trees in his friend's field, but some of the trees are barren. The scouts who went to check out a sold wine cellar, where 10 barrels were starting to sour, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the different factors in the sale terms of Amarta Shiayin. and the disagreement which bracha you make over the slightly soured wine reminds of the third sugya on the daf, what bracha you make over yain and nimkar b'chanos.